Gemara discusses the Chiddush of Rabbi Chiya that one could find a Shvu Daraisa of Moda Miksas, which is Al Yedei Edim, if Edim attests to the fact that half is owed, when it's Chayv Shvu Daraisa on the balance. The Gemara suggests that Asya Mi Eid Echad, perhaps the source, is simply based on the Kavachomer of a Shvu Daraisa of Eid Echad. After all, when it comes to Eid Echad, which is not Kam Lamamon, but of course, come the Shvuah Daraisa. So certainly when it comes to Edim, that are come the Mamon, their Edos can trigger a Shvuah Daraisa. And the Gemara is Madchen, Daftal and Amaralef, and tells us that no, when it comes to Eid Echad, after all, that the Shvuah is on the substance of the Edos itself. How can you compare it to our case of Molda B'Miktas? When it comes to an Echad, so Alma Shemeyid Hu Nishva, Mashen Kain in the Chiddush of Rav Chiya, that we're requiring a Shvu Daraisa on the balance itself. What exactly does the Gemara mean? Alma Shehu Meyid Hu Nishva. The uniqueness of Eid Echad is that the Eid is arguing that you are Chayiv this Schum, and that indeed is the basis of the Shvu Daraisa. Tosus, for example, comments, Daftal Damad Aleph, but why is it, even starting with the case of Moda Mamiktas, that one is Chayiv a Shvu Daraisa? Why is it in the case of Shvua Sashomrim that the Torah insists that a Shvua is made? And perhaps the answer to those two questions is very, very different. The basis of Chiyuv of Noda Miktsas is quite different than the Chiyuv of Shvua Sashomrim. When it comes to Moda Miktsas, Tosus uses the phrase Daftal Damadalef of Taina Chashuva. Taina Chashuva. A person comes to Bezdin with an unsubstantiated claim, and I deny it. In such a case, why should I have to create a Shvu Daraisa? Why should that be? That all he has is what? Nemanus Baldim Etanase? I have that same level of Nemanus. But in the case of Moda Miktas, no, there's certain legitimacy, certain credence, which is given to the Tainas Hatoveya. It's not that the Nitva says absolutely not. He admits, yes, the Havot took place, except a disagreement regarding the detail. So Tosus writes, Taina Chashuva, and therefore one cannot just simply negate and dismiss a Taina Chashuva without going ahead and making a Shvua Daraisa. If one were to ask, is this the case when it comes to Shvua Sashomrim? Absolutely not. The Mechayiv of a Shvua Sashomrim is a Taina Chashuva. As we've mentioned in the past, if anything, quite the opposite. After all, the Baal HaPikadon has a very legitimate claim. He answers that was Gneva, Aveda. The Shomer says, an Ones. The Baal HaPikadon, what does he say? He admits that he's clueless. The Baal HaPikadon does not have a Taina Chashuva. He just comes back from his vacation and he says, can you please return the Pikadon? And the Shomer states that something catastrophic happened. In any case, I would argue that the Taina of the Shomer is a Taina Zvadai. The Taina of the Tovea, the Baal HaPikadon, is it best? At best a safek. It's such a chiddush that we should even require a shvua in that particular case. So the Gemara answers, Enochinami, that is absolutely true. Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that this is not a taina chashuva, but rather the huf is daito shel balabayis. Enochinami. The starting point would have been that, of course, the shomer is neman, that the Baal HaPikadon really does not have a strong basis of claim at all, other than I would argue that that was the deal. That was the term of the Shmira, the Tosus and Ksuvus, and Daf Nun Vav. That is the Hischaivus Midas. When I gave you that Pikadon to watch, wasn't that the understanding that if you don't return it, you're going to have to make several shvus Daraisa? And the reason that I have a right to press that claim is not because my Taina of where is the Pikadon is a Taina Chashuva, but rather very simply that that was the arrangement of the Chiyuvei Shmira. And even if we didn't spell it out explicitly, I didn't mention anything at all about Shvua, but I don't have to spell it out. Parshas Mishpatim. That's what the Torah spells out. These are the Dinei HaShomrim. And indeed, the Mishnah later in Daf Tzadi Dalet, if for whatever reason you want to alter that arrangement, you have the opportunity to do so. I can state, I'm willing to watch your Pikadon, but when you return, you have to take me at my word, and I'm not going to make a Shvu Daraisa. Say Nachinami, the Mishnah says, that Masna, a Shomer Chinam can be Masna, a Shomer Sachar can be Masna. How is that possible? Ain't Adam Masna Mashakasa the Torah? The Gemara says, Mikarlo, Shibit Nafshe. And that Tosfos writes, Ksuvos Daf Nun Vav, so different than Ishus. The Shibudim of Ishus, the Torah imposes. Here, it was based on an understanding in Hischaivus. And therefore, that is not called Masna, Amasha Kosev Torah. That means when it comes to these two Shuas, they're very, very different models. If I were to ask you, why is it in the case of Onamiktas, you're obligated to make a Shvu Daraisa? The answer is Tosfos, Tana Chashuva. Why in Shomim, Rabbi Kim Shvu Daraisa? The answer is Lahafiz Daito, Shabalabayis. Because this is the term of the deal. This is the Yischaivus, and that, no doubt, is subject to change. Let me ask you the following. When it comes to a Shvuas Edecha, what exactly is the basis of the Chiyuv of Shvu? To what extent would one argue that this is similar to Moda B'miktsas in the sense that Taina Chashuva, a Taina Chashuva? When I come with an unsubstantiated claim, so you have a right to tell me to get lost. But when I render a claim, I have an aid that supports me, doesn't that elevate the credence, legitimacy of my Taina? It makes it into a Taina Chashuva. And just as in a case of Mona Miktsas, a Taina Chashuva requires a response of a Shvu Daraisa, the same thing is true when it comes to an Eid Echad as well. And maybe that's the Yisod. That's the Yisod of a Shvu Eid Echad. It's obviously different from a case of Shomrim in the sense that it's not a Hischaivus Midas in any shape or form, but it's quite similar to Moda Miktsas. And maybe one could argue in the realm of Taina Chashuva, maybe one could argue this is the starting point. This is the pinnacle of a Taina Chashuva. Because Alma Shehu Meid Hu Nishpa. You know, when it comes to Moda Miktsas, there's a jump. My Taina is enhanced because you admitted to part. But here, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is stating. That when it comes to a Shvuas Eid Echad, the Eid is saying exactly that which I rendered in my Taina. My Taina is Yomi $100, and the Eid supports Yomi $100. That's considered to be the greatest form of a Taina Chashuv, and therefore a response indeed is necessary. And maybe that's exactly the Dechiyah, then the Gemara. How can you compare a case of Rav Chiya Kamaisa to a case of an Eid Echad? An Echad that is an absolute Taina Chashuva of Amashu who made who nishpa? Mashen came here, Eidim. Eidim are on the first step. The second half, there was no corroboration, it's not substantiated. How do you know indeed that there's considered to be a Shvu Daraisa in any shape or form? So maybe Posh Rav Shad, the Shvu Eid Echad, is based exactly on those two words of Taina Chashuva that Tosfos uses on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Is there another possibility to understand why it is that there's a Shvu Daraisa of Eid Echad? Perhaps the answer is yes. Admittedly, it's not going to be similar to Hischaivus Midas of Shomrim, but maybe it's not necessarily rooted in this lumdus of Taina Chashuva. You know, the Mishnah tells us in Shvuas and Daf Lamed Ches, when it comes to a Shvud of Moda Miktsas, there's a shear. Because the Torah describes Kesef O'Kalim. Kesef O'Kalim. And just as Kalim is in the plural, the same is true when it comes to Kesef, and therefore there's a stone, there's an amount, there's a shear. When it comes to Moda Miktsas, that it has to be at least Shtei Kesef. At least Shtei Kesef. 64 prutos. Less than that, you're not going to have a Shvud Araisa of Moda Miktsas. Okay? What exactly does that mean, that there's a shear, the opening Mishnah, that the Shvuas HaDiyonim is Shtei Kesef? What exactly does that mean? Ooh, the next Daf Lamites, a pretty fundamental machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When I say that there is a sum, there's an amount to trigger a Shvuah of Moda Miktsas, what does that mean? An amount of what? Ooh, so Rav maintains, Rav and Shmuel, such different shittos. Rav maintains that the shear of Shtei Kesef is a shear in the kfira, the dispute, the din Torah. Meaning, that's what's at stake. That's what we're coming to Bezin for. Which would mean the following, that what is the shear of the Taina HaToveh when it comes to Bura Miktas? It has to be at least, beyond Shtei Kesef. At least it has to be 64 plus brutos, in order to allow for a Hodava Miktas. Minimally, the nitf will be molded to a shava pruta, and the hefresh, the balance, what's at stake, the claim, the kvira, is shtei kesef. That's the chiddush of Rav, that when the din daraisa kesef came, there's a shear to moda miktsas, it means there's a shear to the disputed amount. And Shmuel completely disagrees. Shmuel maintains that this shear that the Torah tells us, this din daraisa of shtei kesef, is not in the Kfiras HaNishba, but no, in the Tainas HaToveya. The Tainas HaToveya. When a person comes forward to Bez and he says, I have a claim. So the answer is, what's at stake? How much is it? In order to have a Shvud Reis HaMona Mikzas, the claim has to be one of Shtei Kesef. Of Shtei Kesef. You know, so I'll claim, not 65. Shtei Kesef alone, against Rav. And guess what? The Nitva says that was only 63 prutas. His Mona Mikzas. And the whole Din Torah is about a single pruta. The Shvud Reis of Mona Mikzas. The shear that the Torah gives is not in the Din Torah of the Kfiras HaNitva, but rather in the Tainas HaToveya. Ask the Chiddush of Shmo Shita. The Tainas HaToveya. Wow. So that means, maybe one could argue as follows, that, you know, not every Taina will trigger a Shvud Reis of Mod HaMikzas. It has to be a pretty substantial Taina. What is a substantial Taina? Shmuel says, the ABCs, the Taina has to be Kesef O'Kalim. And if the Taina is going to be a pruta, two prutas, three two prutas, no, that's not going to trigger a Shvud Araisa. Maybe that's even part of a Taina Chashuva. A Taina Chashuva. That the Taina Chashuva is not really, there's some element of Hodah, but a Taina Chashuva in the sense that there is a more significant value at stake. And therefore, this is the Taina Satoveya. Okay, so that's a fascinating machlokas. Rav and Shmuel, Shvuas Daf Lamedtes, Shvuas Daf Mem. What would Shmuel say about a Shvuas Erecha? What would Shmuel say about a Shvuas Erecha? Wow, so that's Lamed Ches, Lamedtes, Mem. So Shmuel says, Shvuas Erecha, I'd never say any of this. When it comes to a Shvuas Erecha, an aide comes forward, and an aide says that, you owe me a dime. And I say, no, there's a Shvud Arayis Avirechad. A Shvud Arayis Avirechad. Even though Shmuel said that when it comes to the Tainas HaTalmeya of Mod HaMikzas, the Torah demands a significant amount, Shmuel says, I never would say this when it comes to a case of a Shvud Arayis. Tosfos even points out, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, maybe that's the Shitase. In what sense? Because when Shmuel explains why he would argue that there's a Shvuas Erecha even on less them, Shmuel says that very simply. Two Edom come forward, and two Edom say, you owe the guy a quarter. How would you respond? No, too small. It's not Shtei Kesef? Of course not, no. When it comes to Aiden that will assert that you owe a person a dime, a nickel, you're going to say that no, you need Shtei Kesef. Of course not. So you know what Shmuel says? The Kol Malkom, She Aiden Mechayven Osamama, Eid Echad Mechayven Shvua. In any case where two Aiden are Kom Lamama, Eid Echad is Kom Lashvua. Done. That's the basis of a Shvua Eid Echad. So that Shmuel's Din D'Araisa, that's pretty astounding, no? That even though there's shiurim for the Taina Chashuva, Mod HaMikzas, Eid Echad, what does Eid Echad have to do with the Taina HaToveya? If two Eidim would come forward and say, you owe a person a dime. The same thing is true if an Eid Echad says, you owe a dime, you're Chayv Shvud D'Araisa. That's a fascinating split. Why? Because what triggers the Mechayiv of a Shvuas Eid Echad is very simply that kol makom sheshnayim mechayven osa mamon, eid echad mechayv al shvua. That's it. And has nothing to do with the koach hataina. So that's Shmuel's difference. Fascinating, the Rambam splits. The Rambam pastens like Rav, that there's a shir to Mod HaMikzas, but a shir in the kfir and the shir in the hefresh, yes? But when it comes to Eid Echad, the Rambam writes, there's no shir whatsoever. After all, the yisod of Eid Echad is whenever two is Mechayiv Mamon, and Eid Echad is Mechayiv Shvuah. So maybe that indicates something which is very fundamental. When you're dealing with a Chiyuv Shvuah, whose chiyuv is rooted in a Taina Chashuva. Okay, now we can discuss what exactly constitutes that Taina Chashuva. But if you're dealing with Eid Echad, where Shmuel says, obviously, Taina Chashuva, you don't need that type of Taina whatsoever. Kol Makom. Maybe that is the basis of the chiyuv then out. And maybe that's exactly what the Gemara means. You know, when our Gemara says that Almashu made Hunishva, what exactly does that mean? Maybe one possibility the Gemara means this is the Tana Chashuva, because after all, this is your claim, and you have an aid that's supporting the claim. Isn't that an absolute Tana Chashuva? Or maybe the Gemara means to me something else. Almashu made Hunishva, you know what it means? Oh, Shuas Daf Mem, Komakom, Komakom. And that is, he's being made on this amount. And Erech, it is Kom L'Shua. And there's nothing to do with the Moda Mitzach Koach HaTayin of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Maybe that's the Dechiya of the Gemara. Because the fundamental Machlokas Roshan, oh, the Tosus, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, right, the bottom Tosus, Mipneima Amra Torah. Torah raises just the following simple kasha. The whole Gemara is bothered that why is it that Moda Mitzvah is a Shvud Araisa? Why is it Kofar HaKol does not? The kasha of the Gemara Tosus says, ooh, it's not just the time of the Krah. Oh, Lundus. Now that every time a person is Moda Mitzvah, she should be Nemba Meniko Dibar Kofar HaKol. And what's the terrace of that kasha? Ooh, ain't an amazed fun of. Wow. In other words, the shock of the Torah of the Gemara is that Amigo Da'aza does not work. At least Amigo does not work Lafturim Yishvua. The Chiddush of the Ram. Tosa says, wait, take a step back. How do you know that Kofar HaKol is Potter? How do you know that Kofar HaKol is Potter? Whoa. Mother makes this as Chayv Yishvua Da'aza. But how do you know the Kofar HaKol is Potter from Yishvua Da'aza? Tosa says, maybe you'll tell me because in an amazed my Fe'e Ba'achovo, Tosa says, no, that can't be the reason. Because Tosu says that Kofar HaKol is always Potter. Even if you're dealing with the Yoresh, we're under Meiz Panav. No? So therefore, you can't just chalk it all up to Meiz Panav and Eidana Meiz Panav. No, because Kofar HaKol is Potter. Even in a case where I'm dealing with the Yoresh who is clueless. So how do you know Kofar HaKol is Potter? So Tosu says, how do you know Kofar HaKol is Potter? Of course Kofar HaKol is Potter. I'll give you a Raim Ochachas. Because the Torah says that if you have an Eid Echad, you have to make a Shvuah. So, if the Torah says that if there's an Eid Echad, you have to make a Shvuah D'Raisa of Eid Echad, well, obviously, if there's no Eid Echad, there's no Shvuah whatsoever. So, that's the question. How do you know Kofar HaKol is Potter? Isn't that obvious? It sounds like, what kind of kash is that? If the Torah says Eid Echad is Kom L'Shvuah, if there is no Eid Echad, there is no Shvuah. Torah says, that's not a Raya. That's not a Raya. Because Tosfos says you still need the parsha of Eid Echad. Why? Because an Eid Echad is Neman even without the Tainas HaToveya. Whoa! The Toveya says, I have no clue. I have no clue. The whole thing's a Tainas Shema. But Eid Echad comes forward and says, what do you mean? That I saw. I saw that Reuven owes you money. So Tosfos says, you're Chayev Shvud Reis of Eid Echad even without the Tainas HaToveya. And the Tosfos says, Nafgim Lamed Aleph. Even without the Tana Satoveh, your Chayv Shvul Daraisa. So now you can't argue that, therefore, Kofar, I'll say the following. Kofar HaKol requires a Shvul Daraisa as long as there's a Tana Satoveh, but Torah Zvadai. Enochinami. I, the Parsha Ved Echad. Because the Parsha Ved Echad means your Chayv Shvul Daraisa even without any Tana whatsoever. So you cannot argue the fact that the Torah weighs on Echad is obvious that without Echad there's no Shvul. No. There's a great Chiddush of Eid Echad that would not be true in Moda Mikzas and Kofar HaKol. Moda Mikzas and Kofar HaKol requires a Tainas HaToveya, and Eid Echad does not. How does Tosfos know Eid Echad does not? You know what I'll tell you? Shuas Daf Mem. Because the yesod of the Shuas Eid Echad is Kol Makom She'Eidim Mechayvin Osamamon. Eid Echad is Mechayvin Shvua. I don't know what happened. Whatever, I was sleeping. But two Eidim come forward and say, this is what happened. The guy doesn't have to pay me. Bezin is going to say, you have to have a taina chashuva b'torah zvadeh b'makom eidim. I'll say to Bezin, I wasn't there, I have absolutely no clue, but they're eidim. Well, of course, Tosfos says, Devar Pashut. What is true of eidim is true of Eid Echad. What is true for eidim l'mamon is true of Eid Echad when it comes to cases of Shua. Oh, that's Tosfos' Chiddush. You don't require anytime. You don't require a Tana Chashuv when it comes to Eid Echad. And that's fascinating that of the three Shvuas Daraisa, So Moda v'mitzas, whoa, a tana chashuva. Shvuas hashomim, mehischaivus midas. In eid echad, a separate hadar of shvua. And that is kol malkom, she'edim, machayv, and also mamon. Eid echad is machayv shvua. Not because of tana chashuva, not because of hischaivus midas. The three shvuas deraisa are an incredible model of three different hadaros of shvua. Not for this year, Kalali, no, but oh, the Gemara introduces another one, Gilgul Shua. Let me ask you something about Gilgul Shua. Does Gilgul Shua have anything to do with Taina Chashuv? Or absolutely not, just a separate din of Shua Gerer Shua? Somehow a chain reaction. Or no, do we argue that's all it is? Or could one argue, whoa, maybe there are two din in Gilgul Shua? Sometimes a Gilgul Shua is a Taina Chashuva. And sometimes it's simply Shvua Gorer Shvua. You know, when the source of the Gilgul Shvua, no, the Sugya Kedushin of Chavches, of Sota, no? So, there's Raglayim Ladavar that she's an Eishes Ishes Insan. So if I broaden out the Shvua, and I say, not only regarding this guy as the Boel, but broaden the Shvua that there was never such a Bias Insan. The fact that it's Raglayim Ladavar, you tell me that Gilgul Shvua is completely incidental. It's just a halacha that allows you somehow, once you're making a Shvua anyway, so therefore, any factor can be included. In a case of the Shvua Sasota of Gilgul Shvua, one would argue that, you know, under normal conditions, that's not a Taina Chashuva. But when there's Raglayim Ladavar that the Torah insists on, Shvuas Hasota, it's not so outrageous to say that, you know what, that let's include the broader, that nothing was done to breach the issues. Maybe that is an elevated Shvua as well. Or maybe there's a dimension to Gilgul Shvua which is just simply Amen, Amen, which is Shvua Gorera Shvua. But here in Eid Echad, Tosos says you don't need any Taina. And who disagrees with Tosos? Oh, this is a major din in Ramban. Where is this Ramban? Guess where? No? Shua's Daf Mem. Shua's Daf Mem. That's where the Gemara says that kol makom. She'ed mechev no samam and ech mechev shua. Oh, so Ramban discusses, to what extent do you need a taina chashuva for Eid? And Ramban begins by quoting Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you absolutely need a taina chashuva. You need a Taina Chashuva. Without a Taina Chashuva, how can you trigger a Shvua of Eid Echad? The legitimacy of that Echad is that he's supporting the Taina Satoveya. Just like my Hildar Spaldin supports the Taina of the Toveya. But you absolutely need a Taina Zvada. You absolutely need a Taina Zvada. And Rabbeinu Ephraim writes, where do I see that you need a Taina Zvada? Ooh, so the Ramban, Shvua Staf Mem, you know what the answer is? Bav Metzia Dav Dalet. Whoa, that's what the Ramban writes. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Al iske taina ukfir heimboim. What in the world does that mean? Now when the Gemara says, al iske taina ukfir heimboim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim learns that that's a tzara shava of what in what? That's a tzara shava of modu amiktas, ein erechad. Al iske taina ukfir heimboim. Taina what? Kofrok also is a taina, no? No, taina chashuva. A taina chashuva. That literally, Rabbeinu Ephraim writes, the tzara shavish of Har Gemara. Al iske taina. Ukfir ein bai means a taina chashuva, which is an absolute taina zvari, which is supported. Supported by Hadas Baldin or supported by Haggadah Sa'id. Whoa, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim's poshup shan Har Gemara. And the Ramban writes, he does not think that that's true at all. Mechatesi, the Ramban says, you don't need a Tanas Bari for Eid Echad, like the Tosos and the Gimel. You don't need a Tanas Bari at all. And that's not at all what Arga means, al iske taina. In fact, the Ramban questions that, is that even the two cases our Gemara is debating? Maybe our Gemara is talking about Moda Miktas and Gilgul Shvua. And Gilgul Shvua requires the Taina Chashuva. Gilgul Shvua, Kedushin HaFafes, Ramban writes, is even B'makom Safek.
So the Ramban writes, that's not at all pshat in our Gemara.
Al iske taina means taina chashuvin, namely etan asvadai, as opposed to a taina of shema. And the Ramban writes, why do I make that distinction? So the Ramban writes, because shvus daf mem, kol makom. Just as you're chayiv at the Eidim, regardless of the strength of the taina satoveya, even if the taveya says, I honestly don't know, I wasn't there, or even I was there, but I don't remember, doesn't matter. Eidim rakom lamamon, and after is considered to become the shvua. When you look in the Rambam, Berakir Aleph, Vilchoshomim, the Rambam writes there's something really unusual about a Shavuos HaShomim. And you know what that is? The Rambam writes that a Shavuos HaShomim is the only Shavuot we're going to allow with a Taina Safek. As the Rambam writes. A Taina of Mode of Amiktsas. And a taina that one has in Shavuos Eidechad, it has to be, the Rambam uses the words, Tanazvadan. Mashen Ken, in a case of a Shavuos HaShomrim, realize how unique that is. You can have a Shavuot Daraisa on a Tana Shema, where the Baal HaPikadon shows up and says, what happened? That's the uniqueness that Rambam writes a Shavuos HaShomrim. That's pretty stunning, no? Because Eidechad does not require, according to Tosus, but the Rambam writes, no, that's not true. What is true about the Mitzvah is true of Eidechad, and a Tanas Vada is absolutely, absolutely necessary. Then the Ramban writes, I'll tell you another nafkamina, a corollary. Ein yishvayin al tainas chereshel tevakata. Ein yishvayin al tainas chereshel tevakata. All of a sudden, a cheresh otavakatun shows up. No, he's the toveya. This person owes me money. Would Bezdin ever, ever obligate that nitva to make a shvud araisa? So you know what the Ramban writes? And Moda makes us, of course not. Of course not. Wait, what's his taina? The child hardly speak. What's his taina? He's lavardas. But the Ramban writes in Eid Echad. And Erechad Nishboyin Al Tainas Katan. A Katan comes to Bezdin and says, this guy owes me $100 and here's the aid. Guess what? He's Chayiv Neshvo Daraisa. That's the sheet of Ramban. That Nishboyin Al Tainas Katan when it comes to Neshvo Seid Echad. And guess who disagrees? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Ochosfirus, there's only one case where we are going to allow a shvua daraisa if the taina was rendered by a katan. You know what the Rambam writes? Shvua sashomim. Only in shvua sashomim. Well, and the Rambam in Perakei of Hilchos Tumah V'Nitan reiterates, there the Rambam writes that if a katan comes to Bezdin with an edekah that supports it, there is no Shavuos Eidechad. There is no Shavuos Eidechad. Because Ein Yishvayin Al Tainas Chereshel Tevakatan. Against Rambam. The Ramban writes the only time that's relevant is when it comes to a case of Moda B'Miktsas. Because the Chiyuv of the Shavuos is based on a Taina Chashuva. How can you have a Taina Chashuva of a Chereshel Tevakatan who's Lav Bardas? If you're dealing with a Shavuos HaShomrim, fine. If you didn't Shavuos Eidechad, fine. Because, komokom, if two Edom come to Bezdin and they say that you owe this katan money, what, Bezdin's going to say a katan is lav bardas? He doesn't have the koach to do what? The Ramban writes the same thing as Shu when it comes to Shavuos Eidechad. That's the lumdus. The Ramban writes of komokom. It's pretty fascinating. There's even a third sheet. The Rambam writes this stunning chiddush in Beis of Sfiris. Know that you can have a Shavuos HaShomrim if the Baal HaPikadon is a Katan, unlike other Shavuos. And the Ravid is Masi. What would the Hasog of the Ramban be? No, even Eid Echad. You know what the saga of the Rav is? The opposite. The opposite. You can't even have a Shavuos Hashom. You can't even have a Shavuos Hashom. Ein nishbayin al tanish chere shol tevakotan means ein nishbayin al tanish chere shol tevakotan. The Tovea cannot be a katan.
Rabbi writes the pasuk says ki itenish. Ki itenish. Proper katan the Rav writes. It's not just simply because a katan is labardas, and as labardas, he cannot render a tanas vaday. So therefore, obviously, how can you insist on a shvua? Even in a case where you don't need a tanas vaday, most obvious case, right, of shomrim. A katan can shot the basin just like a babi katan can shot it and say, I have no idea what's going on. But there's a big difference. The no idea of the babi katan is ki tenish, and the no idea of the katan is not, Einish Bain Al Tanis Katan is not just a corollary to the fact that a Katan is Ein Bo Das and therefore can't put forth a Tana Chashuva, even when it's not necessary. That's a pretty important Chiddush of the Ravid Shita. The Ravid Shita. Ki Yitain Ish. Ki Yitain Ish. You know, Machlokes Rashi Tosas, Kedushin Daf Yotes. Ishus, Ishus. Ein Ishus La Katan, no? Ein Ishus La Katan. Ki Yikach Ish. Ki Yikach Ish. So Rashi assumes, you know why? Because Ishus requires Das. Ishus requires Das. How in the world can you marry Bli Das? And Tosus assumes, according to Rashi, such a stunning Chiddush, that if you can envision Ishus without Das, a Katan can be married. A Katan could be married. And is there such a case of Ishus Bli Das? Yibum, Yibum. A Katan is the Barhachi of Yibum, even though he's lav bardas, and when Yibum has occurred, nasas kisha lachadava. Oh, well, Tosus says that that's Rashi Shita. That's Rashi Shita. You know, it's pretty stunning. No, you have a 9-year-old who's married. No, show and tell, and the 9-year-old brings in, this is my wife. And I'm like, how did that happen? Yibum. No, and Tosus says, absolutely not. Tosus says, kikach ish means ish prad lakatan, you're done. It's not just a question of whether you have Das Dover Sheba Erva. Das Dover Sheba Erva. The institution of Ishus is only in. It's not just a function of simply whether there is the appropriate mindset of. Fascinating. In the Parshir of Shomrim, the Torah tells us, Kikach Ish. And the Rav writes that the Parsha with the Shvud Araisa is only when it comes to a Gadol. And the Rambam disagrees and maintains that that's not true at all. It's a function of the Koach HaTaina. Now that it's a function of Koach HaTaina, you have to revisit all these cases. So obviously, Neshus HaShomrim, Koach HaTaina, there isn't a Taina Chashuva. In Modu HaMikzas, it's clear that, of course, it's a Taina Chashuva. What about when it comes to Eid Echad? Oh, so that's a Machlokas, the Rambam, the Ramban. What the Ramban writes is a Machlokas, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rif. Now that, do you have to begin with the Taina Chashuva? Or is it just based on the lumdus of kol makom? Sheshnei mechaven osam amon, and edach is mechaivo shvua, and we're done. We're done. You don't need that significant taina. That's an important machlokas. Just in terms of understanding that hagdara of edach. What is it that edach is indeed attempting to do? And as mentioned, the Rambam in Toan Venitan, right? And Parakei emphasizes an edach there. You need a Tana Zvada, you need a Tana Chashuva. There is one Rambam that perhaps is somewhat difficult. That's the Rambam Perek Dalet of Hilchos Toan V'Nitan. Because there the Rambam describes the following case. The Rambam writes, I see something is missing, but I'm not there. So I can't really tell you definitively what happened to this object. Okay? But Aiden come forward and they say, you know, we saw this guy broke into your house and he made off with all these goods. So, you're chayim. You're chayim. Okay. Then the Rambam continues. I really don't know.
And the Nerefer comes forward and says, this guy broke into your house and he made off with all these goods. So the Rambam writes, we turn to the Toveya. We turn to the Toveya. Let the Toveya say no, and let him make a Shvud Eisa. Let a Shvud say Nefer. Well, or the Rambam writes, let's say Toveya says, well, of course, because that was mine, it was a Pikadon. This Chayav to Yekenegdan, he owed me. But he owed you as a Pikadon. You know what the Rambam writes? He told Shino Keshov Meshali. That's a Chiddush, the Rambam writes. And Dalo told him, no, that all of a sudden there, that there is a Shvu Daraisa of Eid Echad, and Mito Shiachal, Eino Yachal Yishov Meshali. Even though that the Toveya claims that, you know, I don't know. That's not simple, that Rambam. How in light of, the Rambam always stressed that, you know, Shalom is so unusual, an absolute tanasafek. And here, the Rambam writes, in such an instance where I'm out of the loop, two Eidim say, you're chayiv, and if one Eid says you're chayiv in an instance of Shvuah. There it seems, the Ravid, that seems according to the Rambam that maybe that is called the Tanaz Vaday. That is called the Tanaz Vaday. Because it's a Tanaz Vaday al Yedei Acher. When the aid comes and says, this is what definitively happened, and I wasn't there, you know, that allows me to configure my Taina. That this is what I will claim based on the Haggadah of Eid Echad. That's very unusual. Even though the Rambam emphasizes that Shomrim is unique, that Safek. And that's not true of any other case. But here the Rambam writes in that instance that if an Eid Echad will come forward and say that I saw, he broke into your house and he took these things he's obligated indeed to make a Shvuah. It's interesting Chiddush. That's the Shita then of the Rambam. That in principle, it's not that we allow a Tana Shema. We insist, as the Rambam writes, on a Tana Zvadai. But if there's an aid who's coming forward and is being made, we'll allow that to be treated as. But interesting, that would only be true in a Gadol who's a Barhachi of the Taina. But the Rambam still writes that wouldn't be true when it comes to a Katan. There we assume that Ein Nishbayin, Al Tainas Cherishot to Bekatan, with the one exception of Shomrim. You know, all these other Rambams, you know, they're not nuanced. It seems absolutely clear. Vaday Safek in terms of the independent Taina of the Toveya. And all of a sudden, the Rambam in Gzeil Vaveda, Perek Dalet, or the Rambam writes that somehow we can view it as a Tanas Vadai. If a Gadol is rendering the Taina, the Gadol will affirm that, you know, my goods are missing. But he can't place it, he wasn't there. But if an Eid Echad comes and states that indeed that is true, the Rambam writes that would meet the requirement of a Tanas Vadai. There the Ravid writes, apparently the Rambam is going to acknowledge you can have a Tanas Vadai, which indeed is Al Yedei Acher. If the Rambam has another case, Amrli Abba, that's not good enough. Amrli Abba. No. My father said that you owed me money. No? My father said that money was owed. That's insufficient. But if there's an Eid Echad, that the Rambam writes can allow us to view it as a Tanaz Vada, despite the fact that we would not allow that when it comes to katan, because Ein Nishbayin Al Tanas Cherishot of a katan. So that Rambam is fascinating in light of the entire structure, where the Rambam was fully consistent in all those cases. But here the Rambam acknowledges that in some instance will allow an Eid Echad to go ahead and to add legitimacy to the Taina through the Eidus, acknowledging the fact that you do need
a Taina's Vada, as opposed to a case of a Taina Shema. In Shomrim, we don't have to come on to that Lamdas, it's Vada Ayyadei Acher. Shomrim, by essence, by definition, is a Taina which is registered Makom Safek. Mashenki, when it comes to Eir Echad, Taina Chashuva, but the Rambam writes that sometimes Bezn will indeed allow. The Rambam even quotes a fascinating Machlokes between himself and the Gaonim regarding a Shvuos Rabbanan, a Shvuos Heses. That Chiddush, for example, that the Rambam had going back to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes, Rambam passing like Rav, that you need, right, something more significant at stake in the Koach HaKfira, promote the Mikzas, would that be true of a Shvuot Rabbanan of Nishavanota? The Rambam writes that yes. The Shvuot Rabbanan literally Ke'en Daraisa of that Shemot HaMikzas. And even in a case of a Shvuos Heses, the Rambam maintains that you require a Tainas Vaday as well. Maybe one could have argued to trigger the Shvuot Daraisa, yeah, that requires a Taina Chashuma Toras Vaday. The Shvuos Heses, literally Lahasito, meaning Bezin is going to insist on a Shvuot just simply, yeah, to see to it that the person indeed is telling the truth. Does that require a Tanas Vaday? Oh, so the Chiddush of the Rambam that yes, that a Shvuos Heses requires, right, the Tanas Vaday, requires a Taina Chashuva. So these are fundamental dinim, just in terms of understanding the Hagdara, the Hagdara Sashvua. According to Ramban, you have three very different Shvuos on a level of Daraisa. Then we'll have to discuss how Gilgul Shvu fits in. But Mikar Hadin, three very different Shvuos. Hod HaMikdash, which is clearly a Taina Chashuva. The other extreme is the Shvuos HaShomrim, which is Lafiz Daito Shabbal HaBayis. And the Chiddush of the Ramban, the Eir Echad also is its unique category of Kol Makom, Sheshnai Mechaven Osam Amo. And the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita that in principle, in Echad, is similar to the case of Moda Mikzas, that is triggered by a Taina Chashuva. The starting point is you need a Taina Zvadai, unlike the Chiddush that Tosus assumes on Daf Gimel. And when it comes to a Katan, Eini Shvayin, Al Tanish Cherishot of a Katan, when it comes to Eir Echad, with one exception of the Rambam, that sometimes, if there's Eidos, will allow you to go ahead and to allow the Eidos to elevate that Taina, to argue that that now is considered a Taina Chashuva, and only in a case of a Gadol, not in a case of a Katan. So a fundamental machlokas regarding the Shvuah Eir Echad, and I would suggest that one could read both very beautifully into our Gemara. When our Gemara just simply says, when it comes to Shvuah Eir Echad, that Almashu who made who nishba, what exactly does that mean? That is the greatest indicator of Taina Chashuva? Or does it mean that no, Amashu Meidu Nishba is just a restatement of the Gemara in Shuas and Daf Mem, Komakom, just if two Eidim would come, of course you have to pay. So here, if one Eid comes, of course you have to make a Shua. But not necessarily can you derive from there anything about Rav Chiya Kamaisa, because there the question is the Taina Chashuva. And who says it has that caliber of Taina Chashuva? When the Eidos is on A, and we're tempting to Mechayev Shua. When it comes to B, both possibilities, I would read very smoothly in terms of the Dechi of our Gemara, but the fundamental Machlokas Rishonim, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rif, the Rambam Raivit, right, in terms of how to understand the Mechayev, the Yesod of a Shua's Eidos.